Everybody, welcome Brian Sutton.
How's it going?
Just got off train.
You did?
How was it?
It was great.
Maggie. Maggie had her first trip to New York City yesterday.
All right.
It doesn't look anything like this at all.
Good old Texas Scales.
Texas Scales?
I had to plead with these guys before we did this to not play too fast. Please.
Yeah. So Brian did a whole album not too far from the tree. I'm right here, Brian. Hi. Hi. And you know, if we were going to talk about influences, guitar influences or guitar heroes, that album is full of them. So you want to talk a little bit about some of those influences from your album and then let the other guys talk about who their guitar influences were as well?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, luckily a lot of the one of the great things about bluegrass and this kind of flat picking and all this kind of stuff is a lot of the guys that we all grew up listening to are still alive, and it's great to be able to know them. So Doc Watson was great for me to have on the record. And you know, dudes like Norman Blake and Dan Crary, Jack Lawrence, and that Tony, what was his name?
Tony Roney?
Roney.
No, right.
Trishka?
Right.
Tony Macaroni. Trishka plays the mandolin, doesn't he?
Tony Macaroni.
Tony Macaroni.
Tony.
So, yeah. No, it was great. You know, the way I did the record was to go around and, as much as I could, just to people's houses or some location near there that was quieter than their house and just record. I had a little mobile rig that I put together with some mics and would show up. So I went to George Shuffler's house in Valdez, North Carolina, and sat in the living room and played, and went to Earl Scruggs' house, and it was really, really neat to do it that way. It's one thing to have influences, but to be able to get to know them and to kind of be able to hang out and talk about things other than guitar, and you know, just to hear, you know, Tony Rice's opinion of politics is, you know, can be enlightening as his G-Run. Or George Shuffler's. So it's been great to know these guys, and you have influences too, I bet.
I actually I grew up playing electric guitar, so a lot of my influences are electric blues players, and it was at this very festival. I was here by accident, kind of, and there was a guitar workshop with Jack Lawrence and Doc Watson, and I sat right in the front, and at that moment is when I wanted to get an acoustic guitar. From Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival. It was Winter Hawk back then. So Doc Watson, certainly, and then kind of got into Clarence White and Tony Rice and stuff. And then, you know, there's this guitar player, I don't know if you've seen the program, but there was a guitar workshop. Now, there's the guy has a very similar name to you, except he spells it with a Y, B-R-Y-A-N.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so Brian Sutton, I think, is
he shows up on a lot of records.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, guys like Brian getting to hear, you know, them take the guitar to a whole new place and stuff has been an amazing influence. And it's amazing to be up here with Brian, actually, for me, so.
All right. Well, I never really considered myself too much of a flat picker per se, and one of the wonderful things about playing Cajun music is there's not really so many guitar players to have to listen to, and be mocked by. And bluegrass has such a great, outstanding record of Clarence White and Tony Rice and Brian and Andy and all these great players, and I feel that in Cajun guitar and and kind of the swing stuff we play. I also don't really listen to guitar players. I'm more into horns and things like that. But it's kind of great to have that open field to be able to just kind of, in a way, invent the style, I think, because it doesn't really exist so much. But it's really great to get together with these guys and just get piped. So that's fun. It's going to be a little different. And I think we got it something that we might be able to do together. A fiddle, little fiddle tune, kind of a Texas fiddle tune, oddly enough, called Texas Gales.
Yes. Yeah, I could be better in tune. I just put these strings on, so. We'll talk about string tension and play a G. Workshop G.
Can I see that? Let me answer it. It's the police.
It's a Victoria's Secret. They said your order was 2 days back. All right.